it couldn't be toyer. And so too will be sila achil. But we see Lachelik only in regard to the status of the dam per se, not in regard to the status of the woman. So that means that even according to Basila, the woman herself will be Tei, or if she'll be Tevelis. And she doesn't have to start counting Zayim Kiminu. That's the Raya of Kutzis. Now, but of course, it's not the Raya of Mechachas, because we could say, of course, according to the Shammai, who do not say, even the dam that started to animate, it be on the 14th. But any deepest dam that comes out, that is discharged on the night of the 15th, is doyer. Mashein kei bisila. Who say being mutfila tayirachmone? So then, and because of that, they say that the dam itself is mitame. So not only the dam itself is mitame, but the woman herself is also tmeyo, and she has to start counting zayniki. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Then you see Gesheni mentioned another raya besides this raya that Tesis mentions. Tesis mentions the raya that he rears down in the Yemitea in a woman who is Yeretz B'Zeif, who already had come to Zayniki, is not Zayseya from the Gemara's Teretz. But Rashba mentions a raya from the Gemara's Kashi, because the Gemara says as follows: Tosh. So the question is, if we are going to assume, not like this, and if we are going to assume that, like the sheet of the leaf, according to the Maharal Gutenberg chat, that a Yeledes Bizeh, who counted Zion King in Lady, and then she was not a Gelis, and then in Yemitea, before she even went through, so she had the years down, that is a Selma Freya, the Zion King, she has to start counting, Midraiser, the Zion 7 days in you. So why does Gemara say, Bishle Yolorav Yomamayim Nechadu Mishum Hoche Mitamei Lach Yomish? So in other words, there is no difficulty with Bishil Shik, but there is a difficulty with Bishama Shik. How do Bishama say that Holchu Bishama Yishitosom, that the dam is toyer? If it's Zayseya, how can the dam be toyer? So obviously, the dam is not toyer. So it's the other raya that counted Zayni King, and then before Tfilin in Itea, she saw Elias down, so then it's not Zayseya. Because the Gemara says, all is well according to Rav. Why is all well according to Rav? There is no difficulty with the Zil Shite. But Bishama Shite is Mukshe, according to Rab, if we say that when a woman, a Yeretz B'Zeif, who counts the Zayin Kini, and she had her ears down before she went through it, so that says her Mafreya, all the Zayin Kini, so we may like, why is the Tam Toy? So that's the other guy. But the same Teretz, and this Raya, the Tesis mentions, so we can say, and the other guy, so that all that appears from this Gemara is that Aliba de Bishama is not Zayseya. Inochaname doesn't say Aliba de Bishama is Zayseya. But Aliba de Bishila, who say, Be'emu utvila tayrachmane, so it is Zayseya. So that's why Gemara says, Toshma, you learn it with the issues of the Loitobo. We were asked all of Bishama, which was Bishil Shimoso. Bishil Shimoso, Bishil Shimoso, Bishil Shimoso, Bishil Shimoso, Bishil Shimoso, Bishil Shimoso, Bishil And the according to Israel, it is Vitamalach Yobish, because the Yemu Tzvila Tali Rachmone, so it's a say so also. And the Yochanan, It's not only the dam is dying, that the woman herself has failed, and she has to start counting seine Kinder you. And they come to Mishamai because they hold B'yei Tali Rachmane. Some Mele, it's not Zeiseya. So it's considered as if she had been developed since she had a year now. So it certainly wouldn't be Zeiseya. So Mele, in this case, it's not Zeiseya. And even the Dam is Toya. Mashem can according to Misilel. So it's not only the Dam is Toya. It's not only that the Dam is Toya. But according to Misilel, since the Yehu Tzvile Tane Rachmone, so it's Zeiseya, the Zayniki. Now we have to understand it. But, so if we want to assume that the Rivshite is, that when Bisil say, that he, when Bisil say that the Damayil Shalitov, so is Mitamilach Yomish, so it not only implies that the Dam is Tomei, but that the woman herself becomes an idol. So then we can understand. Now, there is such a shite. The Miriam mentions such a shite. And the Rashbo mentions such a shite. And both the Miriam and the Rashbo, in the name of Rabbi Yehine, reject the shite. But the Rib shite is not like that. The Rib shite is not like that. Now, the Miriam mentions such a shite.
Rabbi Yona rejects the fact that the woman herself is Matami? Is that what?
Yeah, he rejects, of course. Rabbi Yona Shita is only that the regular Zohar who counted Zayniki, not the Yoredes Bezei, and who saw Dam after counting the Zayniki. So that three is Dam makes up Neo Inu, either as an Ido or as a Zobetane. So that three is says of Zayniki, but not a Yoredes Bezei who saw Yoredes Dam. So that tree doesn't make it me or you. Not at all.
But
so, what?
He agrees with Bezalel that the Dam is Matamin Lach. Do you have a? Everybody agrees.
But he agrees with Bezalel. Of course we pass the
Yeah, okay.
Now, Yish Nishayim, Shalidaz Bezalel, Hoyu Vidama Yelede, Shalitoglu, Mitamolach Yobish, Afoyu Shalas Benido, Utsricho, Luis Peoshim. So he mentions a shite. Who is that shite? Now, of course, many of the Magim, they'll say, there's the shite of the Sifrat Chumo, there's the shite of the Rif, according to Marav Adonai. But it's a choice. It's just a misunderstanding of the Miri. It's a misunderstanding not of the Miri, of the shite of the Rif and the Sifrat Chumo. The Rif and the Sifrat Chumo, they have preference to Yeledes B'Zeim, who counted on the king. Who counted Zayin Kiyin, and then she had in the Yimiteya, had the Rias Dam, that is Zayin Kiyin. But the Rif and the Balatruma are made a regular Yildes, not the Yildes to say, a regular Yildes who only has to count 7 days to Maslay Ledi, or 14 days, or that's all. And then she wasn't developed, and she had the Rias Dam living in town. So the Rivan Rabbezimaratomo is made there that she stayed on the Bible. She has to be developed because she wasn't developed yet. So she has to be developed because of the Tume that is due to the to Maslay Ledi. But so even if she didn't have a Rias Dam, an additional Rias Dam in Yimiteya, she would have to be developed. But that's the only reason. But she's saying, well, she doesn't become a Nido for 7 days. This she did, it really mentions, I don't know who the mission is, says Yishin Shaita. I don't know who that mission is. There is no name, the really does never mentions names, you see. So, but that Shite is a Shita Shiach. It's not the Shita of the Reef. It's not the Shita of Balatrum. It's not the Shita of Ago Ismail. Because all these Rishayim, the Reef, the Balatrum, the Ago Ismail, they have reference to a Yeredes Bezei who counted Zayin Ki in the Yemei Reide. And then, before Tvile, she saw a Dam. So that is sincere. But he says here because he is his own, see, you let it say. But here we have to let us. There is no meaning of Zayin Kiyin. We are talking about the Raisi. The Raisi. So why should she become a leader? Or why we still say, Vieimu Tvila Tali Rahmone? Vieimu Tvila Tali Rahmone? So that's only in regard to the Tume of the Dam per se, not in regard to the status of the woman. That's not, we don't say limited. So, what's the shot? Now, so in order to understand, in order to understand the shita that the Miri mentions, the Miri himself rejects the shita. The Miri himself rejects the shita. But in order to understand that shita yochit that the Miri mentions, so we have to say, and in order to understand the shittas of intimacy for our Truma, we have to say the same thing. The same thing. In other words, that you see, whereas according to cases and according to the Rashba and Rabbi Yehuda, so the whole halacha, the whole halacha of being with your Tari Rachmoni applies only to the dam, to the Tumas dam. So according to that Rishi that we really mentioned, and according to the Rif and the Bala Truma, so when we see or say the Yitvinatari Rahmone, they mean that Yimitea do not automatically begin, I start. I mean, I mentioned that briefly at the end of last year. Do not, so Bisil do not mean, so according to Bisil, when the Torah says, when the Torah says that there is a Yimitea, let's say the Yimitea begins upon the expiration of the 14 days here as the Kiva, upon the expiration of the 7 days of Yerele Zohar, it does not imply, the Torah does not imply that the Yimitea automatically begins. This is the earliest when the Yimitea can begin. But in order that the Yimitea should commence, it's contingent to Pantheon. That's the Pshat in Misila. In other words, when the Torah says that immediately upon the expiration of the 7 days or the 14 days, the Mitea within 33 days, 66 days, so it means that the earliest when it can be, but it doesn't begin until she makes it here. Until she makes it here. And the Sifra Torah says it, spells it out. Shittas like cases. And the Rambam passes that if a Yeled is busy, so counted Zayniki, and then in the Yimitea she had the Riaz Dam, so it's not sincere, the Zayniki. All she has to do is to be developed, so she can tell about it, immediately tell about it. So that's the Rambam, in Perizayim Yilchisuri Bi Awaches. So far, Shiva Yomim Nikim, the way Tavlo, Vahakim Roas Odam, we're talking about Yemenis Bezeit. Ram. Harezi Tibeles, and Teres the Bible Miyah. She called him Itea, in on who is when we need a woman is in. Our Atzme Shal Dam Tome, we tell me to be in Dam Amida Shafi. She can like this, she. This. So the Aris Mind says, Vahim Posakatam, who may be right in Peri Niskusi, Gabi Yeledes, Gabi Yeledes Bezei, Gabi Yeledes Bezei, Gabi Yeledes Nishino Bezei, She Sofro, Shubua Rishino, Nishino Raso, She Nisisere, Salus Rishino, Virobe Orima, Yimelidoso, She Nereye, Benil, Nisfira Zeloso. ואף על פי שהוא דם תומי, כל שכן דם תויה, שאין סיסרס. וכי, אבל רם פוסק, that's the, that's the rain, I suppose, מנץ, פוסק, דיסוס. So, ומוחק פסק של רבי רבי תמי, ישחל לכאן רבי. All right. Then there is another Rabbi's mind. But when the Rambam says that Yemireide, Shemireye Ben, is even in his sphere as well. So he doesn't pass like a Nadam. I'm sorry, he doesn't pass like a Bayi, he passes like water. So Rabbi's mind says, Kirobe Ligabe Abayi, Doma Yemireide, Shemireye Ben, in even in his sphere as well. That was like Chove, not like Abraham says, in an alien, but like Chove that it is alien. V'chein posa b'shit et Rav Achor. V'chein Rav Achazir et Rav Yidoy. V'chein Rav Nesad v'chein Batum Ritar. V'chein Rach. V'chein Rav Alkosu. V'chein Bor. V'chein Rash. V'chein Rash. Posa ke. Ike Awide. So, and Rashi says, and Rashi says that stasis that from Zion and also Rashi Shikin, the people of Bayit, who says that Mireide Shemireide is an alien in the sphere as he means it also. So it's all a little bit of Marines. That's Rashi Shikin, that's Eroshin in stasis that from Zion. So, anyway, even if we say not like Rashi, that it's that it, the rabbi doesn't say it only Alibi the Rabbinis, but Alibi the Kularame, but we don't pass through like Abaye, we only pass through like Abaye in Yalkigam. Kilmashu Hashem Pegniskusi, the Chain Postokolagin, the Sifka Postimachin, the Miridosa Shinreyeben, Eimul all the Sphira Sivos, the Luigi Rabnetam, Sheposaka Abaye. Rabnetam is the only one. Now, Rabbi Tam does not agree with Teisve Shite, with Rashi Shite, and Teisve Shite at that from the Zayin, that even Abaye, who says, Yimeyudoso Shemreye Ben, so it's only Alibi the Rabbinis. But Rabbi Tam Shite is that Abaye says that Alibi the Kulalame, not only Alibi the Rabbinis, and furthermore, the Rabbi Tam passes like Abaye, because that's the land of the Pyokigam. That it's in a human we may still also. So, when we come to the time of the day, we will be able to do the same thing. He will be able to do the same thing. And so, how about all the other Shemim who cannot pass like a Bayi? So, what will they do with the Lamed of Yalkigam? They will be able to do the same thing. He will be able to do the same thing. Whether it is a good mechitze or it's not good. Then he says, because of Sefer Atum, or you should look at Avnei Sefer Atum. Shebitzor pasmo agulahachmi, holu minofak mitpumi lirabnetam, ubi lirabnetam, or yinol nochen lahatzlich, lichol vlad beis tiles, vahakein tiim teres lebailo, vein achazayim lizoho, veachalidalo bunkeivo, vahakein this bear Zion key, the deep will through a shio, she in the head of this bear Zion key, at the deep will achal in the dosso, she aloch a gerab do my mochidu, the king kol ayom in chuni me leide, at the deep bear, she am isil sabre, she am yere skita mito, ubi yom in betvile kol ha-kosu, ki nise oso peri bleiskusi. Now, all those who give out the score in the right of ways, and the Rashbo, so they misunderstood that Sefer Atruma, because the Sefer Atruma says, "Hoyo v'nofak mikumet Rabnetam," that the Lamed of Yalkigam is descriptive of Yemileide Shemereben, and in Eilu Nisvira Zivoso, Udiva Rabnetam, or Yenochim Lahatzvich, Lichol Vlad Beisvirs. So that involves his theory. Because, so that tends to indicate that the correct Rav Netam agrees with the Shita of the Reef. The Shita of the Reef. When Rav Netam here says, takes itself here in the name Und von der Dame kam immer eine Dame, die hat es gesehen, und ist mal sehr, die kommen nur schon Kaschmin und die hat es gesehen, sie sind frei, ach, alle mit Timas Alende, schieben die Kien, wie Roa so wie mit Teja, Kien und Führe, eben sie sehr, es war aber hoch, und die Roa so, sie war Stichi, du ist so so, aber gab die Dame Tommy, kommt schon wieder hier, Dame Teja, eben sie sehr, es darf nur bis hier, so, aber dann im Selb, hier ist der Mann, die Schweizer, against the sheet of the wind. And again, the sheet of the bathroom. How can the bathroom say, so, who you know, back with me, the Rabbi Natan, that Aloch is like a baye, so we mele, every woman today, and every woman today, so the Rabbi is to be treated like a yellow is saying, so she requires two tefillahs. But the Rabbi Natan, why two tefillahs? Because according to Rabbi Tam Shite, so the Yemiteya do not begin unless there is a tefillah. Because we pass like this, well, that Yemu tefillah Tali Rachmane, so what does it mean Yemu tefillah Tali Rachmane? Not just that the dam is stoning until there is tefillah. No, it means the Yemiteya do not begin upon the expiration of 14 days, Yeladis Nikevo, or upon the expiration of 7 days, Yeladis Zocho. Upon the expiration of the 14 days, that's the earliest when the Yemiteya can begin. But when do the Yemiteya begin? When do the Yemiteya begin? The Yemiteya begin only after Tefillah. So if a woman is Tevelis, not on the night of the 15th, but she is Tevelis on the night of the 22nd, so then the Yemiteya begin on the 22nd, not on the 15th. The 15th is the earliest when it can begin, if she is immediately Tevelis. But if she is Tevelis on the 25th, so then the Yemiteya begin on the 25th. And the Yemiteya begin on the 5th. Suppose a woman is a Yeledes Zoch. So the Yemiteya is what? The 33 days after the expiration of the 7 days. Suppose she doesn't go to Tefillah on the night of the 5th, and she goes to Tefillah. And she goes to Tefillah much later. She goes to Tefillah, let's say, on the 39th day, so then, how many days Yemiteya does she have? Only 2 days. Because since she went Tefillah on the 39th day, so that means that Yemiteya began on the 39th day. Then, the 40th day, the Yemiteya ran. And let's say the same thing is true of Yeledes Nikevo. So, the Yemiteya can begin on the night of the 15th. But only if she's developed on the night of the 15th. Then it begins on the night of the 15th. But suppose a woman decides to go to Tefillah, on the night of the 79th. So how many Yemiteya is she left? 2 days. The 79th day and the 80th day. So that's the Shite of the Rif. But that's not the Shite of Abraham. Because the Rabbi Tam says just the reverse. So what the Sefer HaTrumah says, he means Rabbi Tam shite that the halacha is like a bayo, not like Rome. That you may lay the sheitereya ben in the aliens to Israel, we may see as a boso. So if we accept this chumra of Rabbi Tam, that we pass like a bayit, and we combine it with the shittas of Eve, that when we still say beyond mutfilat al rachmane, it doesn't just mean that the dam is coming until there is yom mutfilat, but it means that the Yemiteya do not begin until there is fear, until there is expiration of the prayer, like there plus fear. But without Tefillah, so then the Yemiteya don't begin. If we combine Shitas Rabbi Tam that Aloche is like a bayit, that he may lay the Shenereyes ben, is Eina Eilo Misfiras Yimei Zebos, plus the Shita of the Riv, the Shita of the Riv, that when the when Bisil said Yimu Tfilatal Rahmone, it doesn't mean that the Dam Kasei is Tomei until there is Yom Mitzvah, but it means that the Yimitea do not begin until there is expiration of Yom plus Tfilah. If we combine Shitas Rabbatam that Aloha is like a fire with the Shita of the Riv, that Biyomi with Tfilah Tali Rachmone implies that the Yimitea do not begin, so then the result is that a woman, in order to be Mitteres Levayo, a Yeladis Bizei, and every woman today in the Rabbonim is Yeladis Bizei, so in order that the Yeladis Bizei should be Teres Levayo, she must realize two Tfilas. She must realize two Tfilas. Or if a woman, it's, you can, she can bypass the two Tfilas. If a woman, she will be separated from the husband. All in Mitaya, and she'll go just Tfilah on the night of the 81st day. So then, of course, then she doesn't have to make two Tfilas. But if she wants to be with the husband in the Mitaya, so then she must resort to two Tfilas. One Tfilah in order to start the Mitaya. And if she doesn't start the Yimitea, I reveal the fact that Rabbeinu Tam passed us like a Abaye, that the Yimileide, the Yimitumas Leide, she Yireyeben, and Yimu Yisuras Yimizimoso. So even though it's beyond the 14th day, it's the 30th day, it's the 40th day, it's the 50th day, it's the 70th day, but if she didn't go Tfilah, so the Yimitea didn't begin. And if Yimitea didn't begin, so regardless of the number of days, of clean days, that passed by, she didn't see any dam. But it's still Yimileide. It's still Yimileide. So she had to count as Zayinikin. In order that she could realize the count of Zayinikin, so she must start the Yimitea. And she cannot start the Yimitea until she makes a Tfilah. So it's impossible for a woman to be Mutaras Levailo in the Yimitea unless she realizes two Tfilahs. One Tfilah to start the Yimitea. And if we didn't pass like Abaye, so then there wouldn't be any problem. So the Yimitea do not start. So why did the Yimitea didn't start? So it's still the Yimileide. It's still the Yimileide. But the Zayin clean days that she counted even the Yimileide Aleilu, according to Rabbah. But Rabbeinu Tam passed us like a Abaye. So if it's not Yimileide, so it doesn't matter that she counted seven clean days. It's Yimileide. So she has to count seven clean days in Yimileide. And it cannot be Yimileide do not start until she's developed. So one Tfilah she has to make in the night of the 15th, in order to start the Yimitea. Then she has to count seven clean days, and then on the 22nd day, she can be developed and she'll be the Tzadik. Now, with this we'll be able to understand the certain Shita. Now the Rambam says, so when the Agoy Ismail says, the Sivar Tuma says, Shebitzofas Noah Duahachmia, Hoyo Vinofak Mifumi the Rabbeinu Tam, who people Rabbeinu Tam, or Yomochim Hatzlech, the whole Vlad, every Yengis, based Tfilahs, Vahakim, Tim Teres Levailo, Vin Achazai Mizocho, one Tfilah, Achazai Mizocho, Vahayudal Gimkevo, and then Vahakim Tispa Zayn Mikim, Vidibil Tfiloshi, or Shinichel, Shinichel, Vispa Zayn Mikim, Achetitvil, Achayim Ridoso, Shalochik Rabbo, Mayachdu. So they all ask, but Rabbeinu Tam takes us here. Maybe she's in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that it's not Zayisera, that it's all right, the Zayinikim. So, that it's not Zayisera. The answer is, when he says, Rabbeinu Tam, he means Rabbeinu Tam's psak, that Aloha Kiba Abaye. He doesn't mean like, according to Rabbeinu Tam himself, we do not have to make good for us. But we are hinting on one hand, for Rabbeinu Tam Shite the Aloha Kabaye, on the other hand, we do not rely on Rabbeinu Tam Shite. That Yehudi Tzuletali Rachmone means only that the dam itself is stomach until there is Yehudi Tzuletali. but that it means that the imitaya do not commence until there is tefillah. So, because of that, so you have to make two tefillahs. That's an integral part of Takanas Rabbeinu. Every woman is considered like a zon. Every yeres is considered like a yeres bizel. אף על פי שלא עשו אחרי סופו שבעה סיום נקיים וטוב לו הריצו סיפרו שבעה סיום נקיים אחרי שנפסיק הדם והנסנו לו ימיתי הכלל אלא כל דם שתיר אל אישה בין דם קשי בין דם תיה הקלטומי וסיפרו שבעה סיום נקיים אחרי שנפסיק הדם so the Rambam mentioned there is a mina poshut in Eretz Svorad and Nairo that if a woman has a riyas dam ימיתי ה So she counts Ayuki. But he attributes it only to him. In other words, the Rambam disagrees with the sheet of the Rambam. That's in the Rambam. According to him, he goes to the Rambam. In other words, what is he spelling out? He spells out that it's only a minhag in Eretz Svorah, but not in the Gemara, because Rav Zeira's takone has nothing to do with Yemitea. Rav Zeira's takone has to do with Dam Tomei. But even though she wasn't seen in the Yemizibeh, she still has to count on the king, even though she didn't see it three days in succession. Just one day, and just a single day. So only if the dam is dam tomei, but if in the meteya, so it's not dam tomei, it's dam toya. So she doesn't have to count. But it's a minute. Vishomanu, shebitzo, beyalim, al dam teya, kibinat more, adayim, ahasfira, utvila, mitumas yeweres bizei, vidobas et al minik. So in Eretz Tzolk'as, in this man of Rambam, so they did not have that minik. They did not have that minik. Now, then the Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph in Chizik Zorek Bili Aleph at Eslo V'chein Zeh Shetimtso V'miktsas Mekenitz V'timtso Tshuvetz V'miktsas Ageinu She'yilede Zoho V'kishami Shintoso Atzif Avoyim V'yilede Smekeivo Acha Shneim The Afal Pishel Yiroas of Dam Melodisei Hashibo, you'll find the Jewish Agenim, so it wasn't, you know, Michel, it was some of the Agenim wrote in the Jewish that a Yiroas Zoho should not cohabit with the husband until the expiration of 40 days. In the Yimitea, she should not cohabit with the husband at all, even though she doesn't see that. And she counts the time in June. But she is not allowed to cohabit with the husband until the expiration of the Midea. V'yoledes Nikevo, Acha Shmei, should not cohabit. V'acha Pishu Yehoa Saddam al Misei Hashivo, Ein Zer Mine Galato Yisu, Ve'ein Son Achuvetz, V'derech Apikoses, Ve'ein Son Ankenis, U'minatztukim Yom Yidov Azeh, ומצווה לכיפון כדי להיצי מליבון ולהרזירו מדברי חכומים שתספר זר יום המקים ועובד במשגר very sharp a very sharp the Rambam about that minute even though the Rambam himself says that there are number of gaining who say that a yieldess Zohar should not cohabit with the husband until the expiration of the 40 days. good exploration of the formidates. And then the rest the king should not cohabit with the husband until the expiration of the 80th day. But it's a minik toyes. Not only is it a minik toyes, it originated in the Das Hab's cooking, so it's a mitzvah to suppress it. But that's the Rambam Shite. But the game was certainly didn't agree with the Rambam. The game certainly did not base it upon the view of the Zukim. The Zukim had such an approach for their reasons. But the game, coincidentally, had the same thing, the same approach for a different reason. But we have to understand that it doesn't make sense. Now let's see what the Rambam says about it. You see, the Rambam mentions two minhag. One minhag in Svarad, in Eretz Amayro, not in Tzofas, that if a woman imitias his dam, she counts Aiti. So he says, midimin igmor, it's not necessary. But if there is such a minhag, so that minhag has to be complied with, he's following the minhag. Then he mentions another minhag, that even if she didn't see dam, she is still a soul by imitias. So that, he says, it's a mitzvah, even though some of the game say that, but that minhag is no minhag. And it originated in the Das Hab's cooking, so it's a mitzvah to suppress it. No, this is, you can give me the Shulchan Aruch. You gave me the Torah, I have the
Torah. No, the Shulchan Aruch is in the back.
You know there is such a combination.
Well, they're making it pretty serious.
Okay. So the Mechaba passes like the Rambam, like most the Shemim, like the Rambam, like the Reeds, like most the Shemim, all the Shemim except Rambam, passes like Rambam. And most the Shemim say that if Abaye only says it, I will be the Rambamunis, alright, whatever. Whether Abaye says it, I will be the Kulam, or only I will be the Rambamunis. But most the Shemim except for Rambam, I don't know other Shemim who join Rambam in the Shemim. So, except that the Sifra Trumo is Cheshish for the Shida Kolita. So they passed like Rove, that Yimeleide, Sheinereve, Eivu Misra Zimzimus. And the Mechaber also passed like that. Then the Ramo, Ulach HaZayim Zoho, V'yudalu B'kivu, that's the Rosh of the Ramo, Ulach HaZayim Zoho, V'yudalu B'kivu, Muteres L'vayu Miyad, Mi'achar Shesofo Zayim Ki, V'loichoz Rabi Roas. Now, here there is a Machlekes Achrini. What is the pshat? It's a question of interpreting the Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaba definitely passes like Rav. There's no doubt. How does the Ramo pass it? So the Rosh of the Ramo is of Achazayim Yizocho V'yidaw Benkevo Miteres Libayro Miyad Mi'achar Shesof Ozayim Kiyin V'loichoz Rovirohas. So some say that since the Ramo uses the Rosh Miteres Libayro Miyad Mi'achar Shesof Ozayim Kiyin it means that the Ramo is Cheshish for the Shita of the Tam, and the Paskins that like Abaye, the Lechumre, That's why he says, But the Assam was saying, no. You've seen the crazy place here. I mean, two pshatim. Both pshatim could be implicit in the lashon, in the text of the Ramo. So they say that the Ramo also passes like the Mechana, like Rabbi, that in way they shenerei ben is eilis lisvirazimosa. And why does he say? And that's why the Ramo says lachazayim lizochav yedal mekevom mitares lebayom yad. So why does he say miachas shesof hazayim mikiyim lechosav viroachsof? So it means miachas shesof hazayim mikiyim mikedem. In view of the fact that before the exploration of the Melide, she already had counted zayim. That's it. But those achayim who say that there are more paskas like Abaye, they interpret the text of the Ramo that since he said Miyacha Shesofro Zayin Kim after we buy the Miyad, so that means that the Sofro has to be realized after the Yudalatya. I also think, I mean, that this is the Pshat in the Ramo. Why? Because the Ramo has reference to two cases. He has reference to the case of Hiledes and Kebo, so the Tumas Leide is Yudalud Yomi, and he has reference to the case of Hiledes Zohar, so the Leide is only Zayin. So the Roshna Ramoy is Racha Zayin with Zohar, the Yudalud in Kebo, Muteres with Bailo, Miyad, Miacha Shesof, Zayin Ki. So Bishleimi, if we say, that the Pshat in the Ramoy is Muteres with Bailo, Miyad, Miacha Shesof, Zayin Ki. After the Zion, after the Yudalit, so we understand. Okay. But if we are going to assume that the Pshat in the Ramo is Miacha, means Miacha Shesofro Zion Mikim Mikedem, so be Shlomo in respect to Yoredes Mikebo, so we can visualize the case of Sofro Zion Mikim Mikedem, the exploration, because she could have, the flow of blood could have stopped the first day after she gave birth. And the first day after she gave birth, and then some male, and she didn't have any flow of blood. And then, so immediately, the night of the 15th, she is developed. In view of the fact that she already was suffering, Zayniki became the explanation. So she tells the Bible. But the Ramo discusses also the case Ulacha Zayin Mizofa. And in regard to that case, he also says, Muteres Lebailo Miyad, Miacha Shesofo Zayin Kim. In respect vis-a-vis Lacha Zayin Zoho, how can we explain, apply the expression Lacha Shesofo Zayin Kim, Miacha Shesofo Zayin Kim, Mikedem, before the exploration of the 7 days? It's impossible, unless we have a case of the Lady Abeshte, but the case of the Lady Abeshte, it's an unusual thing. I mean, it can take place maybe once in 100,000 cases in the Yabesh. So then we could, as a matter of fact, Rishayim has the Kasha. Why does this Gemara say? Because some are going to so she'll be able to so like Rove, why does he have to apply it only according to Rove? He can apply it according to Abaye too? According to Abaye too? He couldn't apply it according to Abaye. Because he will also she'll be able to say, he'll be able to say, but why does he have to say, Hoche be able to sneak in, what is he asking on? Of course, it could only be applied according to Rabbi, not according to Abaye. But why Tafki Yeres Nikeva Bizei? It could be applied, it could be visualized in connection with Yeres Zoho Bizei. But Yeres Yabeshte. Why does he have to say, Jovens Nikkei will be saved, was genannt? He has that kasha. So he gives the Teretz that even though Lady Abeshte is possible, but it's so unusual, so it's not the standard of the Kaisa is reference to such an unusual case. So it goes without saying that Ramah did not have reference to a case of Lady Abeshte, and still the Ramah says, Ulacha Zayin Lizocho, V'yidalik L'kinyo M'teres M'bayom Liyad Nachash Sofcho. So we couldn't say, in respect to Zayin Lizocho, that Liyachash Sofcho, Zayin Likin means Nachash Sofcho, Zayin Likin M'keidem. M'keidem, how could it be M'keidem? So, we have to say, that the Nachash Sofcho, Zayin Likin doesn't mean M'keidem, but it means after the expiration of the Zayin Yomim, after the expiration of the Yidal Yom. All right, so that means it's the Roshim of the Ramah tends to indicate that he is Reishish for the Shita of Hametam that we passed by the Ramah. All right. Miru Yesh Mikeimitz Shelei Agim Shein Tehli Teichmen Mizocho Ushmein Minkeim. So that's the Shita Zagim that the Ramah mentions, and against which the Rambam is so outspoken, he says it's a mitzvah to suppress it. So the Rambam still mentions it. Miri shekemi sheleyagim sheitemin teich zayin zoch tichmem nizocho ushnei mekevo ves yosef shemarik shehivi hatanye uvaagude. That's not the tanye of the Rav Shachoroch. That's another tanye. Uvaagude perik, I don't know which period it is. So then he mentions the name of the Rosh. So the Rosh says, the Rambam says, even if it's mocking shenoa v'lahachmiya, so it's a mitzvah to suppress that minhag, because it originates in minhag tzuki, and any minhag that is grounded in das tzuki is a mitzvah to suppress. So, Avol be mocking shein minig in lahachmika. So the Rambam. Again, the Roshim, the Ramah. This Roshim indicates him more that he passes like a bayit, like Hametam. He says, "I will be mocking shein minig in lehachnet lal, rak miyad shelo yiroaso dam achazayin lizocho, v'yidalad l'kimo, v'sofo zayin l'kimi mitarz abayit." So he mentions, "In lehachnet lal, rak miyad shelo yiroaso dam achazayin lizocho, v'yidalad l'kimo, v'sofo zayin l'kimi." So he mentions Zofo Zaynikim Achazayim Zofo Vidal Mikevo. Here it doesn't seem, I mean, Mikevo. Here the Roshim is much more in respect to the first sentence in Ramah. All right, it could be interpreted in both ways, but this sentence of Ramah, so I don't think could be interpreted in both ways. There is a Machlokes Achareinu Mesil Shita Ramah, but it appears from the Roshim of the Ramah that is Meteres Mevayo only after she counted Zayin Likim, after the exploration of the Zayin to Meslevi of Zohar and the Yudalit to Meslevi of Likim. So he says, Abel in Chosro Biroaso, after she counted Zayin Likim, after the exploration, subsequent to the exploration of the Meslevi, Chosro Biroaso of Tipis Kadechado, Gmeyo. Of course, that So, but he says, where she didn't see any dam v'imiteya, so then only if there is a minek, so you have to be machia. But if there is no minek, so then we do not have to be machia. And the Rebosh also says like that. So the Rebosh says, and Ramon passes the Tlaloche, v'im lehatia b'mokim she'lo adolach. The question is, what's the pshat in the Rebosh at all? The Rambam is so outspoken. And he says that it originated in the Das HaTzukim, and it's a mitzvah of Deiro to suppress that minute. And so, of course, there's a question of Isaac against the gaming. I mean, what is it? What's the gaming swallow? Now, I think that even according to the Rambam, so today, you see, the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to suppress it, because the Rambam is discussing those mikemes who are not chenshish for the shita of Abai. So then there is no basis for such a practice. So then the only basis would be the view of the Zduki. So if that is the only basis for that minek, so then it's a mitzvah to suppress it. Never mind minek. So as the Tzemach Tzedek says, that the ACS of minek are the same ACS as Gerim. But it's in inverse. The same ACS. What are the ACS? The constituents of Minej, Mem, Nun, Hei, Gimel. And what are the constituents of Genin? Also, Mem, Nun, Hei, Gimel. Except that the order is different. So the Tzemach Tzedek says that any Minej, some people talk about a Minej. There is a Minej to make Abdome in many shoes in Chicago. Even now, 80 minutes after Shkia. Minej is well. That's Genin. That's not Minej. There is a minhag to have, you know, disdain for the Issa of Chodesh. I don't mind if a person is major, but I do mind, and I do resent this disdainful attitude towards Chodesh, because it's grounded in Amaratzietz, and not only in Amaratzietz, in lack of Hirashamayim. So, that's not Shayach minhag, that's Gemin. So, the Tzemach Tzedek says, in other words, if a minhag is not based upon aloche, then it's gemin. Then it's not minhag. So the Rambam, when the Rambam is so adamant against that practice, the Rambam has reference to those mikemes who are not chenshish for shittes abayim, and still they are machmir. In other words, you see that all the rishonim pass like her. The Rambam is the only one. All right, so it seems that does pass like a bite. But the Rambam, so he was talking of Mikemes, where they won't chesish for the Shita of Abaye. They won't chesish for the Shita of Abaye, and still they won't that we may teya to be separated. So the Rambam, he was furious against such a thing. Mashenkin the Rebosh, when he says, so he was talking of the places where they were chenshish for shittes abayim. We see that Sifrat Rumo says, kibu sheyotzo mipume de Rav Natan, so memele ein hokeil, so memele if once we are chenshish for shittes of Rav Natan, that aloch is like abayim, that you may zimo, that you may lay there, shein reyabeh. So in Eru Misfiras Yimei Zivoso, and if you combine it with the Shita of the Riv, that according to Misirel, that the Eru Tviu Etayi Rachmoni, so it implies that the Yimitea do not begin until there is a Tviu, so then there is definitely a basis for that, unless we are, she's going to have two trees. So why does the Rebosh say, Ve'in lehatir b'mokim shenoa ado hachmir? So what is the basis for the cheating? Maybe the aloch is like a bar, and maybe the aloch is like the rib, that according to Bisila, that the yin mitvil etal rachman. So that means that with the raisa, the imitiyah do not begin until there is a tvile. So in Mele, She cannot realize the kind of Zion Kingdom until she makes it clear. Alright? So, why be separated only in Itaya? Why be separated only in Itaya? So, let her, on the night of the 15th, make one tefillah, and be separated from the husband, and then count 7 more days, 3 days, and then on the night of the 22nd, again, go tefillah, and be with her as the Bible. But why be separated all the 80 days? The answer is, and the Rebosh mentioned it, there is a takonet dumen, bizman hazeh, there is a takonet dumen where Tumas Nideh is not Nigas, except is only relevant with Abu Bairo, because we don't handle Tairas anyway, we are all clean. So there is a taconic dume, and it appears, according to what I'm saying now, so we have to say that such a tacone existed in certain parts of the world, even Bisman again, otherwise we cannot explain the Shitz again. And of course that certainly existed in the time of the Rivosh, because the Rivosh mentions that tacon. There is a taconic dume, and again, today, people, everybody is a Pesach, so melee, so I heard that in Chicago, before Yom Kippur, so women, even girls, go through it, because in order to comply with that medresh, that everybody has to be Torah on Yom Kippur. So they allow women and even girls to go through it. This is a terrible thing. I don't know who passed it, because today everybody is a basic. Everybody is a basic. But it's a terrible thing, this is a Catholic domain, that girls should not go with feeling as a deterrent against Balakayra Abayon. Because many Balakayonim, so they were deterred by the Issa Chorus of India. But by the Issa of New York, they were not deterred. These Abayonim. So mainly because of that, there is the Rebosh mentions it. The Rebosh mentions it. So the reason is why the Rebosh says that in Lahatya Bimokim Shemoa Belahachmi. Why? Because why is it Belahachmi? That a Yildiz should be separated. A Yildiz Nikila should be separated from the husband all the 80 days. Why? Because on one hand, we are Cheshish for the Shitas Arif. That according to Bisila, that the Yemu Tvila Tali Rachmone, so the Yemi Tia do not start until after Tvila. On the other hand, we are Hishish for the Shita from the town, that Aloch is like Abaye, that Yemi Reide Shemereben, in the Yemi Sinai Sfira Zeros. So, then the only way to be with Teresa Bayer would be by telling them to make two Tvilas. So, it seems that when the Chachmi Yisrael, and it's a Taconic Dume, who are misakim, that a girl should not be allowed to go to Tfilah as an deterrent against Abayonim. So the same Taconic applied even to a married woman. If the circumstances are such that she will not be materially violent immediately after the Tfilah. Because for the same reason, on the contrary, there would be more of a temptation. To be nichshol chas v'sholem in a nisa. So the same takon that the Chachmei Yisrael or Misakim, I really don't know. I mean, when it was enacted, but in the days of the Rebosh, it appears it was a universal takon, a universal minhag. But in the time of the Rambam, it probably wasn't a universal minhag. But the Rambam mentions certain Gaonim who say that they passed that the Gaonim passed that the Yeledes Nikevo should be separated from the husband all the 80 days, and the Rambam says that originated Das HaTzukim, but these Gaonim certainly did not base it upon the Das HaTzukim. The Rambam says in respect to ignorant people who were followed up that Chumre, so they didn't know what they were following. But the Gaonim certainly knew what they are doing, what they're passing. So I suppose that those Gaonim who introduced such a practice, they too passed like Abaye, the way Rabbi Tam passed like Abaye, and then they had the same sheet as the Reef. then be able to do the Rahmane, and in those places they already had the takone that a girl or a woman, a married woman, who will not be mitaris lubayla immediately after tefillah should not be allowed to go to tefillah because of the possibility of immersion. So mimele, there was no other way except that she should be separated all the 80 days of the all the 80 days from the husband, 14 days because of the imileide, and then 66 days because of the imiteya, of imiteya. So the Rivosh, that's why the Rivosh says they were happy of be mocking shenoa v'lahachma, but this is a takonik dumet. I mean that the girl should not go through it, and it is a big avle, and it's a big chutzpah to allow girls to go through it. And because of that, because of the fact that some you know, over pious, exhibitionistic, you know, tzaddikim who want to show you their tzitkes, so they dafke announced that every woman should go through the Arab and keep her. So because of that, there is such a mitzvah that today in New York, so girls go through, not Arab and keep her, but in the course of the year. And it's only because of the chutzpah and the chaos that everybody considers himself as a pesach and to introduce new things because of the meaning of going to feel a Arab and keep. Okay.
June 10th, 1982. Hi, you test even touch my
baseball. We discussed the three shittas. The three shittas of Hashem, the shita of faces, the shita of Rabbi Levine, and the shita of the Rif, the Misach Shuas and Balatumis, the same shita. The shita of faces is that not only a Yeled is Gezeim who counted down the key, and then before Tfilah in the Yimiteya she had the Rias down, so it's not Seisya. But even a regular Zobe, not a Yeledes Bizim, but a regular Zobe who counted down the key, but she didn't go Tfilah and then she had the Rias down, so that is not Seisya either. Then the Shikya of Rabbi Yehle that Rashba mentions that in regard to Yeledes Bizim who counted down the key, and then before Tfilah she had the Rias down the Yimiteya, that's not Seisya. That's not Isa because this Rias Dan is not given to them in any way. Mashiach in regular Zod, who counts the Zion key, he counts the Zion key, and then before she went through it, she had the Rias Dan, so that is given to me. Either if it's in Nide, so it's given to me Zion, if it's in Nizide, so she becomes the Shemar Sink in Gedei, so that is Isa. And then the shita of the Rif in Balat Rumo, that not only a regular Zohar who counts the Zayin Ki, and then had the Rias down before Tfilah, so it says El Matreya or the Zayin Ki, she has to start counting Zayin Ki new. But even when Yeledes B'Zayin, who counts the Zayin Ki, but she didn't go Tfilah yet, and then she had the Rias before she went Tfilah, even that is it. So we explain the shita of the Rif and the Balatrumo, the Agorismanim, so we explained that on the basis of the Halacha, that according to Bisilel, that the Yeinu Utfil Etali Rachmone, according to Bisilel, that the Yeinu Utfil Etali Rachmone, so then, the Yimiteya did not even begin until Tfilah. In other words, according to the Rif Shite, so Bisilel say Yeinu Utfil Etali Rachmone, so it means that after 7 days, Liyeles Zohar, after 14 days, Liyeles Nikivo, that's the earliest when the Yimiteya can begin. But in order that the Yimiteya should begin, it is contingent upon the Tfilah. In other words, if a woman goes through on the 15th, so then the Yimiteya begins on the 15th. But if a woman goes through on the 16th, the Yimiteya will begin on the 16th. If a woman will go Tfilah on the 22nd, then the Yimiteya will begin on the 22nd. So in other words, 7 days, the 8th day, or the 15th day is the earliest when it can begin. But it doesn't mean that it will automatically begin upon the expiration of the 7 days in the late day, or the expiration of the 14 days in the late day. In other words, upon the expiration of the 7 days or the 14 days in the late day, in the Triya can begin, but it's contingent upon the Triya. That's the chat in the Sirel. Be'emu Tfile Tal Rahman. But according to the Rabbi, from the Balat Humo, so if a woman, a Yeledes Bezim, she counted Zayniki, and then she didn't go Tfile, but she had a beer, then it says on a Freya coaching. But it seems that the Rebbe and the Balat Humo are maybe a regular Yeledes, not Yeledes Bezim, who has to count Zayniki, but a regular Yeledes. Shalom Bezim. So if she had a Rias Dam in the Yemiteya, so then, before Tfile, so she doesn't become a Yemite. She doesn't become a Yemite. Masha'inke, the Miri mentions the Shittes of Hashemi, the Miri himself rejected, that according to Misira, that the Yemu Tfile Tal Rachmone, so if a regular Yemite, it's not Yemite, it's a Yemite. So down in Yemikeya, she's Yemites Mikeya. So Yemikeya begins when? The 15th day. And the 15th day, before she went through it, if she went through it the night of the 15th, and then after the Tfile she saw down, she didn't tell us about it. I'm talking about the Raisa the Gawah. So she didn't tell us about it. But suppose she didn't go through it, and then she saw down on the 15th, or on the 16th, before she went through it, so then she becomes maybe or 7 days. A needle comes out. Now, how can that shikha, the Miri himself rejects that shikha, but how can that shikha that the Miri mentions be explained on the basis of the same wonders? That according to Misila, who say, B'nei Tfile Tal Rachmone, so then, according to Misila, who say, B'nei Tfile Tal Rachmone, so it means that until the Tfile takes place, the Mitya don't begin. Mitya don't begin automatically. And the 15th and the 8th, that's the earliest when it can begin. The way we explain Shinas of Ibn Sivatum. But, so then it makes good sense. That's why then Shita the Mir mentions says that it's not the only thing. So she didn't go through it on the night of the 15th. And then, in the morning of the 15th, or in the morning of the 16th or the 17th, she saw down. She becomes maybe 7 days, like a regular meal. Why? Because since she did not go through as yet, so the Yimeitea didn't begin. Some Mele, if she sees down, it's like a woman seeing down, she becomes Tomei. 7 days. Comes to me suddenly, why is it that the leaves are Tumo? Achri can be Chite. After all, so the Chite that the Miri, the Vishayim, the Miri mentions, they also apply this oneness. That it's a Zakosu of the Yimu Tfile Tal Rachmone implies that until the Tfile takes place, so the Mitea do not begin. So they should say, like the Vishayim that the Miri mentions, that if the Mitea, before Tfile, she sees that, she becomes a leader for 7 days, but that the Rebbe doesn't say. The Rebbe only says, in regard to Yeledes Bezim, who has to count Zion Ki, so if she counted Zion Ki, and then in the Yemiteya, before Tfile, she saw down, so it says on Matreya. This is on Matreya. But it's Damteya? No, it's not Damteya. According to Misira, because the Yemu Tfile Tal Rachmone, but because the Mitya didn't even begin as yet, so if the Mitya didn't even begin as yet, so the Rif should say, like the Rishayim that really mentions, that the Rif doesn't say. But it's the same one. There's some things Shimon that he really mentions appear to be right. So apparently the reef in the Baal HaTumah agree with the same shite as things of Shimon that he really mentions. That since apostle for the name of the Tiyatara implies that the Tiyat do not begin until the two of these places. The two of these places. So that's why these Gashemi say, so Mela, if she saw down on the 15th and the 16th before the Tiyat, she becomes a Negro 7 days. Why is it that he says, no, she doesn't become a Negro? Even if she sees down, all she has to do is to declare she becomes the Bible. So, apparently, the shite of the reef and the Baal HaTumah is that in order to become a nidor and be tummy 7 days, then a woman has to see the dam in the Yemenide. After all, there is a loch in the rice. There are two kam. There is two cycles. There is the Yemenide cycle and the Yemenide cycle. So, if a woman sees God in the Yemei Nido, then she becomes clear for 7 days. If a woman sees God in the Yemei Zivo, 1 year, then she becomes Tomei. Then she has to count 1 clean day. She never sees anything again. If she sees in the Yemei Zivo and 2 days in succession, down, so she has to count again 1 clean day. She married. If she sees in the Zivo 3 years down and 3 days in succession, then she has to count Zayinki. So the law is, it all depends whether she saw the years down took place in the Nido or in the Zivo. If she in the years down takes place in the Nido, doesn't make any difference. 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, 7 times, 100 times. So the halacha is, she becomes a nidor for 7 days, and then at the end of the 7 days, if the flow subsides, she is divorced in Kazabai. I'm discussing the rising halacha. If she sees down with the Mizivo, if she sees once or twice, and 1 day, 2 days in succession, she is a Zobetam. If she sees, and 3 days in succession, she becomes a Zobetam. But in order to become a nidor, and be assumed with Bailo, she must, the real dam must take place either in the Yimei Nidus or in the Yimei Zivus. So Mele, the Shite too, the Rif Shite is also like this Gesheim that the Mele mentions. That the Axel Sakosu from the Yei, which in the Kalirachmona implies that the Yimitea do not begin until the Tvila takes place. But because of that cheated these machine in the merely mentions. Say, if she has a real dam and ordinary letters, has a real dam on the 15th in the Yemitea, so then she is a mayor Shiva Syomi. Why? Because it's not Yemitea. The question is, why is the Yemitea? The answer is true, it's the Yemitea do not believe. But is it Yemenido? After all, there is a loche of Yemenido in Yezivo. It's certainly not Yemenido. The 15th day is not Yemenido. Is it Yemenido? It's not Yemenido. Yemenido by definition means Yemenido. Whether she makes it Tvila or she doesn't make it Tvila. Yemenido is Yemenido. She can be Tvilas 1,000 times. It's Yemenido. But here the moment she is Tvilas, so the Yemitea begin. She was not Tvilas, but she can't. So it's not Yemitea. But Yemenido it isn't either. Yemenido, it isn't either. So Mele, since it's not Yemenido, since she cannot become a Nido Shiva Syomi. When does a woman become a Nido for Shiva Syomi? If the Rias Dam takes place in Yemenido. But the 15th day by the Rebes is not Yemenido. True, she was not in Belezes yet. So it's not Yemetea, but Yemenido it isn't either. So she cannot become mayor as a leader of Vashivasyon. So that it seems very reasonable. So the then question arises, so what is the shite of the Shemi that the Miri mentions? Why is she mayor? Shivasyon, apparently, the The Shikra, these Rishayim that the Miri mentions, holds that there is no Shem of Yemenita. In other words, that there is, if a woman, that the Aloch is like this, if a woman sees that, so if it is not even Zivon, if it is not in Zivon, she becomes a woman. If a woman has an initial hit of da, so she becomes an ego with one hit, and she's near Shira Shiyami. If it is not in Yisivo, what is in Yisivo? In Yisivo, I mean, we'll discuss the Machlek and the Rambam and all the other Shem. But most Shem Machlek and the Rambam. So they say the Rambam Shita is, and that's the Shita of most Shem, that in Yisivo, the Torah calls Yemizivo Roy Eis Nidoso. That's how the Torah calls Yemizivo Roy Eis Nidoso. Because when a woman has the menstrual flow, so then it's natural for the woman to keep on bleeding for 3 days, some bleed for 3 days, some four, some five, some six, some even seven. But if a woman, when she has the menstrual flow, will bleed for more than 7 days, then she has to see a doctor. Then there is something abnormal about her. So that's why the Torah calls the Yemei Zivo below Yeis Nidos. Below Yeis Nidos. In other words, what's the Aloche? It's Aloche L'Meshim Sinai. But the Aloche L'Meshim Sinai is declaratory of the Mitzias. You doubt a flame should be needle in you. So in other words, let's say, suppose a woman has the initial hair on the first day of Nisan. Initially, that. So she becomes a needle. And then the first 7 days in Nisan, that's in the news. That's in the news. Suppose on the eighth Nisan, she again sees that, then it's already in Nisan. So that's the first day of the 11 days. And suppose she saw that on the first of Nisan. That was initially. She saw that on the first of Nisan. So she can't know whether she keeps on seeing down on the second of this, the third of this, the fourth of this, the fifth of this, the sixth of this, the seventh of this. It doesn't matter. Even, yeah, as long as she saw, she had one of these down, on the first of this, she becomes 3 or 7 days. Regardless whether she keeps on bleeding or she doesn't keep on bleeding. But, and then, if she sees down again on the eighth of this, so she's a Zeletana. If she sees down again, on the eighth and on the ninth, she still is at a time. If she sees down, after seeing down on the first of this, which made her a meeting, so she saw down on the eighth of this, on the ninth of this, on the tenth of this, then she becomes a Zobek Dele, and she has to count on Zaniki. And she has to count on Zaniki. Alright. So, and until, so when the Adim is evil, the 11 days immediately following the 7 days of actual news. I'm discussing it according to the Shita of the Rambam, or the Rishayim, not Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, it's a straight Cheshek. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. But there are many spheres against Ramshi. But according to Rambam, yes. What do you mean, from the time she begins to have a menstrual cycle?
From her first 3 years.
Yeah, it's not, it starts from the first 3 years, or let's say a woman had 3 years, but for the first 3 years she didn't have a regular cycle. She didn't have a vesicle one. Then she had a certain year with which she established a certain regularity, a certain pattern. So then you start counting from the time. From the time she established the vesicle one. If she didn't establish, many women don't have a vesicle one. They are irregular. So then you start counting from the first period. But if it's a woman who has a certain pattern, a definite pattern, so then you start counting 7-11, 7-11 from the moment she's delivered. And if, let's say, suppose she changes her pattern, so then again you start counting from the time that she changes her pattern. И чем это так? But anyway, superficially at least, it appears that according to the Rambam, it's a strict Cheshma 7-11, no way. There might be some, we'll discuss it, but I mean, that's how it is assumed. That's how it's assumed. That according to the Rambam, it's a strict uninterrupted Cheshma of 7-11. What interrupts the Cheshma? The change of the cycle, of the menstrual cycle. Let's say that today, so women with the birth control pills, so we change the pattern of the cycle. So suppose a woman had a certain cycle, certain pattern of sitting down every 28 days, let's say. And then she took the pills, and because of that, she changed her menstrual cycle, and now she sits down every 35th day. So the moment she's Kedoya, she has a rear in accordance with the new cycle, the new pattern, so you start counting from the day, 7-11-7-11. But it's a cheshbon of 7-11-7-11. But according to the Rambam, it's not a cheshbon, an uninterrupted cheshbon of 7-11-7-11. In other words, a woman, when she sits down, she's in it. And then, the zero are the 11 days following the actual news. Why? Because that is amazing. But the Tzalach HaMishmissina, the Tzalach HaMishmissina is based upon a physiological phenomenon. Because the Torah calls the Mezib was Beroyes Tidoso, not the natural time of menstruation. It's not a natural time of menstruation. Because if a woman, let's say, will have a period on the first of this, and then she will again bleed on the 8th of this, something the matter with her. She has a problem. Because that will be Yimei Zivoso. But suppose a woman will have her heels down on the first of this, and then she will bleed for 7 days, that's all. And then she will again have her heels down on the 19th of Nisan. So then she's again. Why? Because that's not unnatural. That's not pathological. Why? Because the halacha is many women might bleed, might have a menstrual flow every 19th day. If a woman, let's say, will have a flow every 8th day, every 9th day, there's something the matter with her. But if a woman will have a flow every 19th day, there is nothing the matter with it. So that's the halacha. Yudalekhe should be needle in needle. That's the Yimizibo. Because Yimizibo, by definition, it means the Roy Eis Tidos. The Roy Eis Tidos. So, what is the Roy Eis Tidos? So, the 11 days immediately following the 7 days of actual news. When I say actual news, I mean if the woman had a menstrual flow on the first of this, so then the first 7 days in this are actual news, not potential news, but actual news. And then she'll have another flow on the 8th or the 9th or the 10th or the 11th or the 12th or the 13th or the 14th or the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 18th. In other words, on any one day within the 11 days immediately following actual news, that's the last Nidosov. The last Nidosov. So she becomes a Zoletana. And if she'll have three years and 3 days in succession, she'll become a Zoletana. But she has a flow of dam on the first of this. And then, so the first 7 days are the 7 days of actual news. And then she'll have another flow of dam, the 19th. So that's already beyond the 11 days. 7 plus 11 is 18. So then, that's already beyond the 11 days of Yimei Zivo. So then she's a Nidah again. Now, the Rabban's shita is, and most of the Shaykh's shita is, suppose a woman, she had a real doubt on the first of Nisan, and then she had another real doubt on the 18th of Nisan. The 18th of Nisan is still, no, she had another real doubt. I shouldn't say the 18th of Nisan. So, and she had another years down. Dating the Nisan is a special situation. We'll discuss it. I mean, but on 16th of Nisan. 16th of Nisan. So then, she had the years down, the 16th of Nisan. So she bounces over time. She had another years down, the 17th of Nisan. Again, it's a refund. She had another years down on the 18th of Nisan. So she becomes a lady, is a bit there. So in Melee, she has to start counting Zayiki. So the 19th, the 20th, up to the 25th of Nisan are the seven clean days. The seven potential clean days. In other words, if there is no stealing on these days. So suppose, so then, if she counts Zayiki from the 19th, up to the 25th inclusive, and then she'll have a real start on the 26th of Nisan, according to Ramban Moshe Sheni, she'll become an eagle again, she'll become clear for 7 days. But suppose a woman, she had a real start, the initial real on the first of Nisan, she became an eagle. So the first 7 days of Nisan are the days of actual news, the 7 days of actual news. And then she had 3 years down in succession on the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th. So she comes, it's over daylight. So she has to start counting. So what are the 7 days of the Zayiki? Will be from the 19th up to the 25th of Nisan, inclusive. And the, let's say, and then the night of the 26th, she goes to the relation and tells about the next morning, she has a year's down. It's the morning of the 26th. She becomes an eagle again for 7 days. But suppose she will start counting from the 19th, the 20th, 2 days, 21st, 3, 22nd, 4, 23rd, 5, 24, the 6th day, and then on the 24th of this, which is the 6th day of this so-called Zion King, she'll have a year's down. So again, it will be Seisei. She'll have to start counting again, Zayiki. So on the 24th day, she'll have to make Hefsek Taref. And then the 25th day will be the first day of the Zayiki again, because of the stealing. So, in other words, so the 25th will be the first, 26th the second, the 27th the third, the 28th the fourth, the 29th, the fifth, yes, 29th, the fifth, and the third, 30th of Nisan, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, or the 30th of Nisan. So that is the 6th day, and then the second day of Rosh Chodesh, the first of the year will be the 7th day, the first of the year will be the 7th day, and if she doesn't have any of these done on the first of the year, so at night she's in the relation, she tells her Bible, suppose the next morning she has a year down again, so she'll be an eagle again. So the needle, once she became an eagle, then the next thing in the needle do not begin until, it's in other words, I mean, once she became the Zobek there, so the next cycle of the needle do not begin until the woman has completed a count of 7 years. That's the hadith. So in other words, so the shite, So the Shitel, the Shem, that the really mentions, they hold that actually, that, in other words, there is no halacha of Yemei Nidon. There is a special halacha, I mean, I wouldn't say it, but that is probably the Shite of the Rishayim that the Miri mentions. So, there is halacha of Yemei Ziven. Yemei Ziven means Reyes Nidosu. The Yudalof Yeh immediately following the 7 days of actual news. That's the Reyes Nidosu. Elias Dam, a menstrual flow in those days is an unnatural phenomenon. The Reyes Nidosu, as the Torah calls it. So, and then, that's Yemei Ziven. But if it's not in Ezibe, so the melee, it has the same thing as in Ezibe, and she becomes clear, she was young. Unless it's in Ezibe, so the dam is totally done. Machine came in the case of Yoledes. That's the Shikel Dins of Shem, that the Bible mentions. Machine came in the case of Yoledes. Irregular Yoledes. So, the 14 days, she already said the table, the 14 days expired on it. The 14 days expired on it. And it's the 15th day, she was not in Valesis yet. If she would be in Valesis, so it's in Italia. So she can have a flow, she can have a 1,000 years. She's still there. But she wasn't in Valesis yet. So Mela, the Italia did not begin as yet until Kile. If the Italia did not begin as yet, and then she has a year's down. So according to me, if she's a regular Yoledes, not Yoledes Bezei, so she doesn't have to count Zayimiti, so if she has a Riyah, so she doesn't become a Riyah for 7 days. Because in order to become a Riyah for 7 days, the Riyah must be placed in the Yemenidus. In Yemenido. That's not Yemenido. Potentially they are Yemiteya. But Yemiteya did not begin, actually, because she wasn't developed. But you can't call it Yemenido. Because suppose she'll be the Valles, so it will be in Italia. So that's why the book says she does become a leader for 7 days. But the Shita of the Rishayim, the real dimensions, they know there is no special Yemei Nidon. If it's, there is special Yemei Zivo, what's Yemei Zivo? Yemei Zivo, that's the 11 days immediately following the 7 days of actual news. And any day other than the Yemezibo is considered like Yemezibo. So the mayor, but if she is the Galas, then it's Yemezibo. But if she was not the Galas, so it's not Yemezibo. So the mayor, if it's not Yemezibo, and it's not Yemezibo, it's not the 11 days immediately following the 7 days of actual news, so the mayor, she becomes mayor for 7 days. Machine in the Reef, in the Balatrumo, they all know there is a loche of Yemezibo and there is a loche of Yemenido. So the Mele, even though the Reef is also made to that Zvore, that according to Misila, the Yom who say the Yom with Tfilet Ali Rachmone, so until the Tfilet takes place, the Yemetia do not begin, still the Reef she can is, if a woman on the 15th before Tfilet, 7 years down, she doesn't become Mele for 7 days. Why? Because in order to become clear for 7 days, the Riyah has to take place the Yemenidus. This is not Yemenidus. Potentially it's Yemetia. It's not actually Yemetia, because she wasn't developed yet. But Yemenidus, it isn't either. But according to these Rishayim, the Miri mentions, it doesn't have to be special days in Yemenidus. As long as it's not Yemezibo, and it's not Yemetia, so the Mele, she becomes clear for 7 days. That's the Shike of the Rishayim in the Rebbe Yerimash. Alright. Now,
after being several months uberes that she could be a ziva when she's Yoledes. How does it is established from the last veset?
I don't know what to ask.
If she's a Yoledes bezo, so how is it determined that she from what count is her 7-11 established.
Forget about 7-Eleven now, please. Forget
no, but how do we know she's as evil?
7-Eleven is the Rambam Shita.
But how do we know?
To every movement, not to the end of the Zayt, it's not to the root of the Zayt.
Yeah.
7